Chandrajaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda I made the sound maybe improved, right? Yesterday, I'm beginning to feel some devotees are saying they couldn't hear me clearly. And maybe it's my voice also, I'm not sure. Is the sound okay? Okay. So Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is Madhya Leela, chapter 9 entitled Lord Chaitanya's Travels to the Holy Places. And we're looking at texts 211 and 212 today. So they can do both texts. Okay. Sitaya Radhita Vanis Chaya Sita Ajinjanat Tanjara Dasadrivam Sita Vani Purandata Parikshya Samaye Vanim Chaya Sita Viveshasa Vani Sitam Samaniyam Tadu città, di immergere il faro, ossia di riesce a entrare, sa chi va lì, a fare città di origine come la città, Samania, bringing back Tadaponasa in his presence, Aninaya brought back. When he was petitioned by Mother Sita, the fire god Agni brought forth an illusory form of Sita, and Ravana, with 10 heads, kidnapped the false Sita. The original Sita then went to the abode of the fire god. When Lord Ramachandra tested the body of Sita, it was the false illusory Sita that entered the fire. At that time, the fire god brought the original Sita from his abode and delivered her to Lord Ramachandra. What is one line? These two verses are taken from the Kurma Purana. Om Ajnana Chinirandasya Ajnananjana Chalakaya Akshurun Nilikamyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manodisam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Bhupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Manchakopam Chudubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evocha Patitanam Pahan Diyam Vaishnavariya Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Generally, including a significant large population of India itself, they also feel that Lord Ramachandra and his pastimes are mythology. Mythology means somebody just created some nice story for children or something. Main reasons why they say like that, especially in the Mayavadi, so in Christmas, is that if Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Lord, how can he be banished to the forest? Which is a good question. And generally they also criticize and say, if Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Lord, then how come his wife was kidnapped? We criticize like that, yeah. So we'll also answer more in detail these questions tomorrow.
such very focused on Mother Caesar. In one election in Hawaii in March of so he felt he's getting his service again. But that was short-lived. When Mother Sita heard that Lakshman is going away, also to the forest, then she came and she said in a very affectionate way, "My dear Pati, I am also going with you. If you can go, I am also going with you." And Lord Ramachandra, he has renounced the entire kingdom, including the army, including the military force. And internally, he has also renounced his wife, Sita. See, who can be a greater renouncer than that? See, even Krishna cannot renounce Radha. Even Krishna cannot renounce Rukmini. Ramachandra did that, So when Mother Sita came and requested that, in an affectionate way, "I must go with you." So he immediately said, "You cannot go with me. It is very difficult in the forest, and besides, your father, what you will think of me? You are a king's daughter, and you are brought up in such a nice way, and you are most beautiful. How do you mean the forest for me?" Internally, he doesn't want to take her. Internally, he doesn't want to take her. But he's giving these valid reasons. "You should not come." And Sita said, "Oh, am I not your wife?" And Ramachandra said, "You are my wife." But Sita said, "You are renouncing me." See? And then she said, "Even if you go to hell, I will also go to hell with you." And God says like this. And she says, "Even if you go to hell, I will also go to hell with you." And Prabhupada said, "This is ideal wife. This is ideal wife." But for ideal wife, it has to be ideal husband also. And that goes together. Srila Prabhupada had one sister, Mother Pishima, Mother Tarini. She was a missionary in Vaishnava Mata Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada, when she used to come to the home of Srila Prabhupada, you could see she was always very silent, quiet, and chaste. And Srila Prabhupada used to ask her, And Srila Prabhupada used to also fight on that. And Srila Prabhupada used to say, "If the older brother doesn't fight with sister, no juice, no ras. Fighting must be there." So Srila Prabhupada used to say, "Everything alright at home? Everything alright at home?" She says, "No, no, everything alright. So why are you coming?" And she says, "I can't spend time with you. Why are you asking such questions? No, but you are, you tell me, everything alright at home? But everything was not alright at home." Krishna Prabhupada knew that Krishna's husband was a debauchee. he was a debaucher. He wasn't faithful to her. He was also breaking some of the figurative principles. And she was suffering like anything in that home. But she's a liberty mama. And Srila Prabhupada is relating this to his disciples in the West. Said, and my sister, she's still there. She's still there. She appears to be more chaste than Mother Sita. Why? Because husband is debauching her. She didn't go to her father's house and stay with the children. She's still staying there. And Srila Prabhupada said, by her chastity, if she was chastity, she would liberate her own husband. See? And then Prabhupada said, that is the only reason she is staying with you. And that's another challenge to ask. And I'm only staying with him because he can go back to Godhead also. Such a powerful personality of the Pishima Mantarini. Very powerful personality. So here Sita is saying like this. Prabhupada is saying again like this. But Sita could have said otherwise. You know? Sita could have said otherwise. Sita could have said, Prabhupada said to Ramachandra, your father ordered you to go to the forest, but he did not order me. You can go. See, I shall go to my father's house or shall remain here and live in royalty. So Prabhupada says, Sita could have said that very, very easily. And it's within Dharma. It's within Dharma. Prabhupada says, Sita never says that. And he said, no. So therefore this is ideal life. Even if my husband goes to hell, I go with him to hell. See? So Srila Prabhupada said, a person like Sita is prepared to accept any circumstances of the husband. Even if she has even if the husband doesn't have food to eat, she will not eat. What's that word? Asamakshi. Just Asamakshi. That word is a very deep one. Asamakshi. Prabhupada used the word in another place. Yeah. And Srila Prabhupada said that wife means better half. She must abide. Just like it is said, just like a shadow follows the reality. Similarly, the wife is the shadow of the husband. Wherever the husband goes, she must go. Whatever the husband wants, she must carry out. She cannot remain alone. She must accompany the husband even in the forest. In relation to Mother Sita. What a beautiful lecture in Hawaii. It seems like that. Now, there's a problem here. And the problem here is that Lord Ramachandra was externally banished to the forest. Because he needed to go to the forest. That is where our Dharma is, not in Ayodhya. See, tomorrow we'll discuss a little bit more how Srila Prabhupada explains that. See? So people like to hear our Lord Ramachandra banished to the forest, banished to the forest, banished to the forest, but they do not know why. They do not know why. And the problem here is that Lord Ramachandra did not expect Mother Sita to have this desire to also go with him. So there's a complication. It becomes complicated. So the evidence is here in the form of Lord Chaitanya. These two particular verses that are quoted from the Kurmukmana Purana was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a wonderful Brahmana near Madurai, near Dikshit Mamanza, because he was fasting to death. And how come my mother Sita, he was living in Ramachandra Leela. How come my mother Sita was taken away by Ravana? I cannot accept this and I cannot live knowing this. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard his great and depressed state and why he was so sorrowful and depressed and lamenting, so when Mahaprabhu went further to a temple of Lord Ramachandra, he was hearing the recitation of the Kurmukmana, these two particular verses in Kurmukmana of how Sita was not really kidnapped by Lord Ravana. So when he came back and he delivered this manuscript to this Brahmana, the Brahmana was so happy. And the Prabhupada says here, his name is Ramdas Vipra. Prabhupada Vipra Rahayla Anandikamana Prabhupada Charani Dari Karaye Khanama. Ramdas Vipra was then pleased to receive the original leaf manuscript of the Kurmukmana, and he immediately fell down before the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry. Translation. After receiving the manuscript, the Brahmana, being very pleased, said, "Sir," which means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "you are Lord Ramachandra himself and have come in the dress of a sannyasi to give me audience and also to deliver me from my unhappy condition and mental distress in the following verses." So this particular verse in relation to what happened here is that internally Lord Ramachandra didn't want Mother Sita to accompany him to the forest, because that is not why he appeared. See, internally. So somehow or the other, when he enters Lanka, Sita must not be there. Because it's a fight. It's a war. You cannot take women on battlefield. You cannot take women on battlefield. It's part of Dharma. So something must happen. Something must happen to Mother Sita. So therefore, in this particular verses from the Kurmukmana, which I look at in research on the Kurmukmana itself, it says, if a chaste woman regularly engages in the service of her ideal husband, she certainly frees herself from all kinds of sinful reactions. Indeed, she can surmount all kinds of difficulties, not only in this life, but life after life. A wonderful example in the Kurmukmana is mentioned about Mother Sita. due to Sita's chastity, the great demon Ravana was destroyed. See? But how is it that apparently that Ravana cuts Sita over by the hair? That means she's not chaste anymore. She's not chaste anymore. But it's very clear, due to her chastity, Ravana was destroyed. So therefore, when Ravana desired to enjoy Sita, and desiring to kidnap Sita, he utilizes his mystic powers in the form of an ecstatic Brahmana. So Sita, understanding the purpose of this evil relationship, understanding the purpose of this evil Rakshasa, she decided to purify herself then and there. Then and there. And therefore she summoned fire. She summoned fire, Agni. See? But Agni, he didn't want to come. Because he also cannot touch Sita. He cannot touch Sita. He is a demon. And he knows that. But Sita is petitioning. So Agni is kind of, you could say, one sense, you know, I want to serve the mother of the universe, but at the same time I cannot touch her. But this other man, this Rakshasa, Ravana, wants to touch her, but I don't want to touch her. So that's what the demigods are devotees, and that's what the demons are not devotees. So he became full of anxiety. Became full of anxiety, Agni, because Sita said fire. She has to purify her consciousness by looking at this fellow, Ravana. And that's only through fire. And Agni, while he was in anxiety of I have to go and serve Mother Sita, began perspiring. Began perspiring. I mean, when you're in anxiety, you perspire. But at the same time, there's no perspiration can exist in fire. It can be evaporated. So therefore, we could see that the desire of Sita, knowing what's the intention of Ravana, according to Kurma Purana, to bring Agni there to take her away, is giving anxiety to Agni Dev also. And normally Agni Dev is never in anxiety, because he is fire personified. How come he's perspiring? In the perspiration of anxiety, only one person can help him. Only one person can help him. Swaha. 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 That is his consort. The consort, or the better half of Agni Devi's mother, Swaha. So she appeared, my dear Pati, in Sri, the origination from whom you came from is asking for some service from me, but I cannot touch. I cannot touch. So I said, the problem solved. I am an extension of Mother Sita, so I'll sit in your lap. Let us go. So unseen by Mother Sita, but seen by Agni, Swaha goes. See? And that is how Agni takes Mother Sita to his abode. on the lap of Swaha. So there's no issue. There's no issue. Swaha can be touched by Agni and Manasita can be touched by Swaha. So there's no issue. So that's how she went to the Agni's abode in the Parvati. So at that time, when she was born Swaha unseen, but more seen on Agni, at that time a subtle form emerged from the kund. It's called a house of fire. You can get a kund at that time, because that's also Agni. So a subtle form emerged from the fire in such a way that Ravana could not see Sita going, but that form emerged from the fire and it replaced the original Sita with the child Sita, which is in these verses. See? And that child Sita, or Amasubha, was taken away by Ravana. Now the difficulty is that most people, including in India, they always like to see drama. How Sita is kidnapped by Ravana. We even make movies about this, films about this. They don't say the real thing because they do not know who Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. Even in Ram Lila Katha, all over India, by those who are not devotees, everyone likes to hear this part of how Ravana comes and kidnaps Sita. So when Srila Prabhupada heard about this, how everyone likes to hear that, he said yes, because everyone are like Ravanas and they like to see what they are doing themselves in a drama. So there's no purification, there's no purification. It's a nice drama because I do the same thing. So nobody really becomes purified from all these big katas all over India by those who are not really Vaishnavas and followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And ours they don't really become purified also because they are not induced to chant any Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They come in their katha and they go back. There's no purification. We must induce people eventually through any discourse or shastra to come to the point eventually of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So then they become purified. It only comes from Vaishnavas, namely, in the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, it appears that Lord Ramachandra was acting like a hindered husband after Sita was apparently taken away by Ravana. It appears like that. And Srila Prabhupada nicely explains this as Vikalamba Bhav. As Vikalamba Bhav. You know, Lord Ramachandra internally knew about the arrangement that Sita has not to be there in the scene when he's entering Lanka. So she has to be somewhere else. He knows that. But despite knowing that, you're feeling so much separation from Sita. You know? It is called Vikalamba Bhav. Prabhupada explains this in the 10th canto and the 9th canto actually of the persons of Lord Ramachandra. Yeah. And I can read that for you. Prabhupada says that the situation of Lord Ramachandra is sensual, for he does not belong to the material world. This is the 10th chapter of the 9th canto, part of the 10th. Because he is the creator of the material world, he is not subject to the conditions of the material world. The separation of Lord Ramachandra from Sita is spiritually understood as Rupa Lamba, which is an activity of the Ladini potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, bring belonging to the Shinda Ras, the mellow of conjugal love in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all the beings of love displaying the symptoms for Sattvika, Sanchari, Vida, Mocha and Ammada. When Lord Ramachandra was separated from Sita, all these spiritual symptoms were manifested. The Lord is neither impersonal nor incompetent, rather he is Satchidananda Vigraha, eternal form of knowledge and bliss. Thus he has all the symptoms of spiritual bliss, feeling separation from one's beloved is also an item of spiritual bliss. Very carefully, Srila Prabhupada says in this purport that when Lord Ramachandra was separated from Sita, Srila Prabhupada doesn't say that Ravana separated Sita from Lord Ramachandra. He never says that. He says when Lord Ramachandra was separated from Sita, because he understands that Ravana did not take care of me. He was just feeling that she is away now and I'm feeling separation from her. See? And that evidence is here from Ramana Sutra that you are Lord Ramachandra himself and you come in the dress of a sannyasi to give me audience. Because we know the form of Sanyuj. The form of Sanyuj. What is that form? It's three personalities in one. It's Lord Krishna on the flute, Lord Ramachandra, Bowen Aram, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be coming there and mendicant as a sannyasi. See? So the sannyasi, he knows Lord Ramachandra and he knows Krishna. But Krishna does not know Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Ramachandra does not know Krishna. Because they are separated in terms of the Leela. You know, Lord Ramachandra does not wander in Vrajmandala. Although there may be some places of a type of brains there in Mandela, Mayan, and so forth, right? Something like that, you know, it may be there. And although Mother Yasoda wrote out stories about Vamana Dev, Varaha Dev to Krishna, he doesn't know that it's himself. Yeah. But the sannyasi knows. The sannyasi knows. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the consciousness of a sannyasi knows that in this Kurma Purana it has been recited here that Sita was never taken away by my lover. But there's a higher arrangement of why Sita was taken away and why the illusory form of Ravana, at least of Sita, was taken away by Ravana. Yeah. And in that same Kurma Purana, after killing Ravana in this great battle, Lord Ramachandra was not united with the illusory Sita. He was not united with the illusory Sita because he had some doubt that this is not my wife, this is not my Sita. So understanding the consciousness of Lord Ramachandra, that illusory Sita, child Sita or Maya Sika or Bastanam Sika, I entered the fire. But how did she enter the fire? There was no fire. See? If you remember Lakshman Rekha, remember Lakshman Rekha? No. So when Lakshman took out an arrow, shot that arrow onto Muni Mother Earth, who's the mother of Sita. Fire comes up. Lakshman Rekha, fire comes up. Because anyone comes from the external side, from the Bahiranga side, fire will come. From the underranga, no fire. From inside, no fire. From outside, fire. So that fire will come. See? So, when Sita, illusion, Maya Sita, decided to commit suicide in Lanka after Ravana was killed, so fire has to be there. So Lord Ramachandra motioned without speaking to Lakshmi, fire. Light fire. Lakshmi knew why. See? And at that time he took vow, no more younger brother again. No more younger brother again. So next day appearance, he took bodies, the appearance, Rabbana. Because he was such a, he can't do this, it's difficult for him. But he took that same arrow that created the Lakshman Rekha. So it was meant to protect Sita, apparently, externally. He took that same arrow, and now he's shooting into the earth, and fire came, and he's meant to destroy that Sita. That Lakshman Rekha was meant to protect Sita, now the same arrow Ramachandra is saying that it will destroy. Very difficult for him, difficult service, but he was very obedient and followed every order and instruction of Ramachandra. So he shot that same arrow that had created the Lakshman Rekha and now created fire. So he knowingly Sita entered. Aramidev Swaha and Mother Sita entered the fire. Someone different. And then the actual Sita came out. So this is the service of Aramidev. And when the actual Sita came out, everyone was amazed. Because they don't know the illusion Sita was alive. And then Aramidev himself humbly begged and pleaded Lord Ramachandra to accept Sita because she's the most chaste and she's never become blemished at all. So the evidence is from Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi in the Sadguru form. In the Sadguru form. That Lord Ramachandra knew what he was doing at the same time he was feeling separation from actual Sita. From actual Sita. So that's the evidence of the chastity of Sita. Someone should do a drama like this, proving that Mother Sita is eternally chaste. Never chaste by Ravana. It will change the minds and the consciousness of all these other so-called devotees in this world. Okay, so let's hear some words of wisdom from His Holiness Swaminarayan Swami Maharaj. We have about 10 minutes, 9 o'clock definition. Don't ask questions, please. Just purify me.
I see. About
English one.
About Shaya Sita, otherwise Maya Sita. Of course, Valmiki Ji doesn't talk about this topic at all. But there are other authors of Ramayana, Tamayana, Leela have very nicely described many places that when supernatural disfigured.
Supernatural disfigured.
And then Lord Ramchandra, he could understand that something I have to display some Hollywood pastime. So he requested Mother Sita. It is not very much pleasing pastime, and I could not keep you with me. So I now for time being, take shelter of Abhinav. He decided in his obed, abode are in custody. And then Mother Sita very humbly accepted the advice nice. And then she entered in the Agni fire god, the presence, and extending she manifested at
China.
So agreement was made during that time when Supranakha was disfigured right after few days. But actually, when this was postponing, I had to do a hard work. But one point, when Ravan came, as soon as Ravan, she saw Ravan coming in the hermitage of Lord Ramchandra, immediately she summoned Agniravna, be prepared and please be present here. And Agniravna accepted the invitation, he took her job, and Mother Sita manifested. And about also, when Pariksha testing the purity and chastity of Mother Sita in Lanka, this incident took place in Lanka.
Yes.
Entering in fire, Mother Sita here, very near, there, sitting next to the city. Well, this is highly 200 kilometers away from here. Bank of Godavari, a very celebrated city of Maharashtra. Nasik is the location where Mother Sita entered or summoned the fire god. And all the way, way away from here, Lanka, when testing was taking place at that time. Both the description that Maya Sita, Chaya Sita was born, but actually also some description that real Sita and the so-called Maya Sita, Chaya Sita, they merged together.
Yeah, they came together.
However, for some reason, Valmiki ji, who considered to be the original author of the Ramayana, at least in beginning part, he doesn't talk about this. That's the reason why such an elevated Brahmana in South India, who has such a fortune to have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his own guest, such a high, he was not aware with his pastime about Chaya Sita and Maya Sita. Such a high personality, great personality, great devotee of Lord Ramchandra. But he was also not known in this fight. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to take trouble to convince him.
Yes.
So that is very nice this past time. Our second Chaitanya describes to the Chaya Sita. First Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the Brahmana house first time. And he was very much unhappy. He fed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu some food nicely, but he himself was fasting.
Yes.
And first time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not convince him, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the house, went all the way from he went to the Rameswaram, and in Rameswaram some Brahmana was sitting together describing the pastime of Ramchandra. Of course topic was Kuru Puran, discussion about Kuru Puran. So some that Brahmana was there, Katha was going in, Katha of Kuru Puran. Out of respect for the Katha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went there and said, and then he listened this pastime, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the Brahmana, please copy this verse, and again
living from Rameswar.
He can
bike to the Brahmana house in Madurai, which is approximately 100 miles away from. Bike again, return bike to the Yudhara, and he delivered his verse, and the Brahmana was convinced, and he can help it. So I say that even the Jesse, as you are mentioning, many people doesn't know that majority of the Indian people even doesn't know all the culture and information. See, many people don't know. So even that Brahmana was known, oh yes. And the reason that original author of Ramayana, Valmiki, at least in beginning part, he has not mentioned about this.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you very much. Alright, I think probably we have time for one question. There's two hands up. Who is Linda?
As you mentioned in Prabhupada's lecture of March 27, Hawaii lecture, in this it is mentioned that just like shadow follows, wherever the husband goes, she must go. And in Canto 9, Chapter 10, Verse 11, Prabhupada writes that according to the moral instructions, Grihe Narimurje, when one goes on a tour, one should not bring his wife. So, we are in a situation when both sides of an argument can be proved from scriptures. So how to take a decision based on scriptures?
So why are you asking this question? Because you want to get married?
No.
You want to know when to take your wife and when not to take your wife?
Taking this as a
no. It is clear that when the husband is going on a tour, or the father is going out of the home, he doesn't take the wife. So Ramachandra tried to follow that. You understand? But it is also clear that Sita wanted to go with him, and she gave valid reasons according to Dharma Shastra why she should go with him. So therefore he said, okay, you come. But then as Maharaj was saying about the Supanaka pastime, you know, then Ramachandra requested that, you know, at one time you should perform some virak, some austerity also, but it was austere for him also to be separated from Sita. So he was austere for both. So therefore he was feeling this way on the bath. See? So you have to be a little careful when you ask the question, were we comparing ourselves in Grihastha Ashram to Sita and Sita and Lord Ramachandra? It's a little different. See? So Lord Ramachandra's pastime is within the Lila Shakti, or pastime potency of the God. Whereas, you know, our Grihastha Ashram in the material world is not under the Lila Shakti. Past the importance of God. See? So therefore, if you want to know how to really follow the Grihastha Ashram, then you have to consult persons who are experienced in the Grihastha Ashram. That is called Vanaprasthas. See? I don't have any experience as a Vanaprastha. Because from Vanchari, I'm instructed to sannyas. Like his own Sagarman Maharaj also. So we don't have that kind of experience. See? But that experience is a purification on the relative platform to come to the absolute platform. But Lord Ramachandra's pastime is not on the relative platform, it's always on the absolute platform. So we can follow but not imitate. At the same time, we cannot really compare. You get it? But that you shouldn't worry about those things. Now you're a young boy, you should just be concerned about giving his own life to Krishna. See? Understand? Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshma Hanuman Ki Shri Radha Subhyari Lalita Shankar Ki Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Shri Ram Nami Mahamahasam Ki. So if you remember that Maharaj was always Radha Maharaj in his classes of the evening and in Hindi on the pastimes of Radha Lakshma. So if you have time, please attend. It's in the Mandapa Hall. It begins at 7:30 after